Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you are tuning into Slumber Party. My name is DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. That last song you just heard,
it was Heartbeat by DJ Planet Express and Katie McBride.
And then the one right before that was Scat Track featuring Lunas and Lamzy by Bianca Oblivion from the album Network. Technical difficulties with that one.
So yeah, we were playing two techno songs over each other. We're like, yes! And then it was like, actually, what's going on right now?
Where's the beat right now? There's no beat.
But hey, that's what happens. It almost worked, but it didn't.
That's just electronic music in a nutshell. So
yeah, pretty much.
Anyways, back to... we're going back to Fun Drive.
Back to Fun Drive. We are going to be talking about...
Fun Drive.
Fun Drive, obviously. Our personal experiences with the radio. And as you all know, Fun Drive is the weekly... No, not weekly. It runs for a week, but it's an annual fundraising system. Okay, I'm sorry. It's hard to focus because DJ Coco is in hysterics right now.
I don't know why it's so funny to me right now.
Oh. So, we are going to get into our little radio stories. Getting back on track with our Fun Drive.
Yes. So I've cooled down. Episode. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I've been having too much fun.
I was also like malfunctioning.
Okay. But back to Fun Drive. So we are doing our fundraising campaign. So any little bit of money helps. So we've been talking about Fun Drive the whole episode. But we wanted to get into our personal stories of how we joined the station now. So just take you back to the very beginning of second year for us. So has it been 2 years?
It's been around 2 years since we've been involved in the station.
Wow.
And I think once we got involved, we just started getting on open mics pretty much right away.
Yeah, I think most people actually don't do that, but we were pretty adamant about getting on air. Mm-hmm. But anyways, DJ Star and I did this together. We saw it at Clubs Day. DJ Star was like, oh, radio station, cool. And mm-hmm. then we actually ended up talking to Connor, who was the music coordinator for the station, and we decided to go to an orientation. And honestly, it was something that I never really thought about, and I don't think I would have done it if DJ Star didn't point it out. Mm-hmm. So thank you, DJ Star,
yes,
for introducing this, because it's been a great time, and we've met so many great people and learned so many things as well. I mean, for me, just putting myself out there and trying something new was really monumental, and I feel like that really helped me become more confident. And especially with on-air training and being able to speak on air is something that's helped my confidence overall. And even just learning lessons from the past programming coordinator, Robin, who helped hone in our voice and give us critiques on our show, which really helped and is just good life advice in general. And I'm really grateful for that. And as well, I am so glad that DJ Star and I are able to do the show together, because it's really honed in for the friendship and bonding every Tuesday.
Yeah, we are forced to hang out every single week.
We force each other. So,
but it's a good forcing mm-hmm. in that way.
It's not even forced. It is not.
No,
forcing.
we're both happy to be here pretty much every time.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, like DJ Coco said, I think just having that ability to join the station and then be opened up to this whole community that you don't even really know is there until you start getting involved is amazing. I actually worked at the station for a while last summer, and I just witnessed like how powerful community can actually be. And you know, a lot of people who are at the station do suffer from various forms of systemic oppression, and just like having community in each other and having a safe space for like holding a safe space for one another is like really, really special. And also we're surrounded by people who are like that as well in other organizations. Even just on the bottom floor of the sub, like there's really valuable organizations like SFPIRG, First Nations Métis and Inuit Student Association Space, Embark. So like we all stand for very similar values in that sense. And as I said before, Our position as a station is for the people and by the people, and I think that is just something that is so, so important and necessary in these times. And also, yeah, like, realizing doing the show with DJ Coco has helped me realize different aspects of my identity and interests while being in a very, again, like, the station is just a very safe space, in my opinion, and having that creative freedom and also just having your voice be heard. And I think especially, like, as women too, we're not super used to having so much freedom and freedom of expression to say what we want to say. And I think that is just incredibly awesome that we can come on the air, talk about what we want to talk about, and not, you know, be faced with a lot of negative criticism or minimization of our voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely feel that too. I mean, the fact that we can explore our interests and get to dive into them and have a full hour to speak about them, mm-hmm. and we don't have to change that topic, we don't have to go into what someone else wants to talk about, but it is just fully what we want to do. And that is an environment and a situation which I don't think can be recreated in a lot of senses, or have. And I'm very grateful for that. And I feel like now that since we are trying to rebrand, kind of teaser, into a new show, and we've been brainstorming and thinking of the topics that we've been talking about, and kind of hone in more on our interests. And I feel like that does, and it has helped me tremendously with who I think I am and what kind of values I see and want to represent in myself. And I can't believe this was all just done through a little radio show, mm-hmm. kind of thing, of these all big life changes that can be done on air.
Yeah, exactly. And if you, the listener, tunes into Slumber Party frequently or not, or just sometimes and once in a while, like, you also are interacting with our thoughts and ideas. And I'm sure you, if you disagree or agree, either way, I think it is a great platform to just, you know, put what we think out there, and whatever the reception be, that's fine. But just having the ability to, like, put it out there and having the listeners listen. And also, like, we've gotten calls before and emails, so it's nice to hear back from you guys wherever you are in the world listening to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can text or call us at 778-782-CGSF, which is 2573, if you'd like. Drop us a comment, because we really, really appreciate when people call in or text. It makes our day, and it makes us feel like someone is listening and you are listening, mm-hmm. Even though you can't really tell us. This is a way to tell us.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is kind of more our background. I guess, is there any final points you want to make?
For this little session, I don't think so.
No.
Okay. I think we've covered a lot of, I think we're just both so passionate about radio and the radio station that it's hard to even put into words how much it means, not just to us, but to everyone else in the community, and also to you as a listener who is participating in this community as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just so many things. I mean, we've been pretty involved with the station compared to a lot of other volunteers because...
No.
I'm just dissing. But I mean that we sought out opportunities more than others. So I feel like we can have a bigger, or give you a better perspective on the station, because DJ Star, as she said, has worked here at the station, and I currently am on the board of directors. So we have more of an internal sense of how the place runs and how it all works together. And it's really fun. We just even hosted a social event couple days ago.
It's good to get all the volunteers together and talk about music, talk about radio, talk about I don't even know
whatever
kick whatever's pass, games you know
whatever's on the mind. We've done some Studio 6 and helping out, or tabling, and we've mm-hmm. gone out to the community and done things for the station, for example the Folk Fest interviews. Folk Fest. We've done so much outreach for the station, and I tell everyone I meet, I'm like, hey, I run a radio station. If it's like one of those icebreaker games, I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm at the station.
Single-handedly, I run it.
Single, yeah, run it fully. No, I'm like, I'm a co-host.
Yeah.
I need to just star.
Co-host, hey.
But even just saying being part of a station, the radio station, is very fulfilling, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Definitely is.
And
it's just a great place. Amazing. I love it.
We love.
We love.
We love.
And if you love it too, you can donate.
Good segue.
Online at cjsffunddrive.ca, or you can call or text donate to 778-782-2573. And we are asking for a $35 starting donation, just so you know.
And thank you, thank you.
We're going to get back to the music.
So back to our little music break before we talk more about Fun Drive.
It'll
be little final conversation at the end, but we've got a couple more electronic songs in the lineup for you because we had some slower songs at the end, but I mean, we got to keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, we got to keep it going for sure.
So this next one is called Audio Machina by Casablanca. It's a little interesting, but it's a lot of ah-ahs. But hope you enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is Slumber Party, and you're tuning into CJSF 98.1 FM. My name's DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And the song you just heard was Dancing on My Own by TDJ. And the song you heard before was...
Oh, my bad. That was me. I don't even remember what we played before.
It's gone.
What did we play?
Anyway.
We just don't
remember. We introduced it, so it's fine.
You remember from before, but we just wanted to come on for the last 10 minutes because we are almost done with Slumber Party because it is nearly getting to 7 p.m. at this point. But we thank you so much for coming in and listen. As we said before, this is the special fun drive episode, so we did want to end off with a couple closing comments on what we think and our love for our show and the other shows around.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, I love Slumber Party because, first of all, I don't think there'd be any opportunity for us to forget about a song introduction and get away with it and not face repercussions. The fact that we can just laugh and casually talk is amazing and very comfortable to have this kind of environment to feel like you can do it. And I just want to say, I know this is pretty obvious, but having a show in a very male-dominated industry that
it's
focuses...
It's not obvious. Hey. It's a good point.
It's a little obvious, but I like that we highlight female artists and local artistries. Or artistries? What am I even trying to say? Local female artists. We're getting loopy. We've been dancing this whole show. But yeah, those are a couple of my closing comments. And I think that's my two cents are again.
Yeah, and especially finding new music. I found a lot of new music through CJSF and going to the shows where you found the artists through the local radio and then going to those shows and being part of the music scene is very nice.
Yes.
I love that experience. And yeah, like, and not just to toot our own horns, but like there's so many other shows on CJSF that are so wonderful and amazing, and I know the hosts put in so much work into their shows as well.
Oh yes. Typically Tuesdays, for example, this is run by Leslie, and she does such deep research, and she's obviously just a very intelligent person. You can tell by the way that she talks on the radio and the topics that she covers. So
goals.
This last one I took from, and the title is, quote, "Key to Preventing Suicide in a World Where the General Counseling and Therapy Industries Rely on Carceral and Punitive Frameworks?" Question mark.
Who knows?
She does other things like LGBTQ representation in media and other topics that I didn't dive even more into, but it is definitely worth checking her show out. Other ones, example, Wham Bam East Van. This is run by DJ Medley, and I don't know how, but every week she's able to interview some very obscure local music or arts person, and I have no idea how she can find these people at all. And I it shocks me. And
she's relentless.
Amazing. It's relentless. And there's just others like Eucasterio, Intravenous, Free Voices, and it's beautiful. And the fact that we're all in the same mic in the same room with all these different shows blows my mind.
And also, coming up soon, we're passing the Fun Drive baton to our friend Lynn.
Yes.
And there'll be a little Fun Drive episode right after this at 7 p.m., continuing the Fun Drive March.
But also, yes, love for Lynn's show as well.
Like, literally right here. You can say hi.
Lynn's right here, too. Yeah. I'm just standing up with the mic here. But I think that is pretty much our exit. So, as once again, you can donate to cgsfundrive.ca. You can call or text donate to 778-782-2573. And we are asking for a minimum of $35. So, it does sound like a lot right off the bat, but honestly, it goes a long way, and we would really appreciate it or anything you can do.
Yes. Thank you so, so, so much for tuning in and hopefully donating, and we will see you next week.
So, last song is All I Need by Jada G.
Yes.
So, bye.
Bye. Happy Fun Drive.